Leaving Time, written by Jodi Picoult, and read by Rebecca Lohman, Abigail Ravash, Kate Mazer, and Mark Deakins.
Some people used to believe that there was an elephant graveyard, a place that sick and old elephants would travel to die. They'd slip away from their herds and would lumber across the dusty landscape, like the titans we read about in seventh grade in Greek mythology. Legend said the spot was in Saudi Arabia, that it was the source of a supernatural force, that it contained a book of spells to bring about world peace. Explorers who went in search of the graveyard would follow dying elephants for weeks, only to realize they'd been led in circles. Some of these voyagers disappeared completely. Some could not remember what they had seen. And not a single explorer who claimed to have found the graveyard could ever locate it again. Here's why. The elephant graveyard is a myth. True, researchers have found groups of elephants that died in the same vicinity, many over a short period of time. My mother, Alice, would have said there's a perfectly logical reason for a mass burial site. A group of elephants who died all at once due to lack of food or water. A slaughter by ivory hunters. It's even possible that the strong winds in Africa could blow a scattering of bones into a concentrated pile. Jenna, she would have told me, there's an explanation for everything you see. There's plenty of information about elephants and death that is not fable, but instead cold, hard science. My mother would have been able to tell me that, too. We would have sat shoulder to shoulder beneath the massive oak where Mora liked to shade herself, watching the elephant pick up acorns with her trunk and pitch them. My mother would rate each toss like an Olympic judge. 8.5. 7.9. Ooh, a perfect 10. Maybe I would have listened. But maybe, too, I would have just closed my eyes. Maybe I would have tried to memorize the smell of bug spray on my mother's skin, or the way she absentmindedly braided my hair, tying it off on the end with a stalk of green grass. Maybe the whole time I would have been wishing there really was an elephant graveyard, except not just for elephants. Because then, I'd be able to find her.